Review, Writing Section, Problem 31, Lecture.
Now listen to a lecture on the same topic as the passage you have just read.
As you'll recall from the reading in your textbook, Freud's psychodynamic theory is premised on the assumption that dreams arise from a troubled subconscious mind, and so they have deep meaning. But there are other points of view that you should be familiar with. Alan Hobson and Robert McCarley propose a very different theory of dreams. They turn to biochemical research and physiology for answers, using data from their study of sleep activity in cats. And, by the way, they used cats because cats have brain waves and muscle movements during sleep that are very similar to those of humans. In any case, Hobson and McCarley determined that the kind of sleep associated with dreams is controlled from the brainstem, and furthermore, that there are chemicals in the stem that regulate the firing of certain neurons. So they posit that during dream sleep, brain cells that control movement and balance are activated, but the messages don't transfer to the body, and consequently, no movements initiated. Still, the brain's trying to interpret the messages so dreams occur. But how does this explain what we dream about? I mean the content. Well, let's take the example of a common dream. Let's say you're trying to escape from something. The brain receives a message to run, but the legs don't respond. According to the activation synthesis theory, the dream that results will probably include something about being chased and running away. In other words, you'll play out the physical movement in a dream. But according to the proponents of the activation synthesis theory, there isn't any hidden meaning in your dream. Your unfulfilled desires have nothing to do with it. For the neurophysiologists, a dream's just a chemical response to brain cells.